Anytime you hear Backstreet Boys and it's high noon in the District of Columbia, means Mitch Tischler's on the phone. What up, Mitchell? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You trust the demons to cut your hair over there?
I am not.
Oh, man, look, I guarantee you it'll look better than it ever did for him.
I don't believe you, but I appreciate
it. If you're going to do it, you got to do it on the live stream.
No, we're not going to do it. I want to be clear
we
about
should
that.
Do it, though.
I think Brian is back Wednesday. So ideally, I'll have a fresh cut before Sunday night's game, which I think we might have an hour-long pregame show on NBC4, which will be pretty cool.
Have fun.
Mitchell, you posted a number of cakes on your Instagram feed. We're aware that your mom, Mama Tischler, is quite the cake maker. Are you bringing any cake to Ashburn for Brian and I, considering it's still his birthday, it's Leo season?
Yeah, I mean, I'll bring some cake for Bemis, not a problem.
Boom. People helping people.
Done.
Yeah. You say you're bringing for me.
Listen, Mama Tischler loves making these cakes, and she's happy to share the wealth.
Well, let's make sure you share the wealth then and not just bring cake for B.
Yeah, just bring it for me.
What about Kerwin? Kerwin's getting lunch.
Me and Kerwin.
What about me?
We're not worried about you.
What about Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn's the reason we're all coming out here.
All of us cake.
Because this all could have been done on Zoom.
Yeah, he could be buying all of us cake.
All right, big man. We were all at the practice in Miami. We were all at the game in Miami. What really stood out for you? Let's start somewhere else, for goodness sakes. Non-Jaden Daniels division. Give me something else.
All right, because I certainly have some feelings on all your guys' discussion about him running, but we can get to that. Listen, I think the thing that you have to be most excited about was seeing what could be your starting offensive line out there playing together both on Thursday and then on Saturday. Jaden Daniels hasn't been pressured in the preseason yet, and they look pretty good against that Dolphins front, especially the interior of that O-line. They're going to have to clean up some of the penalties and some of the procedural stuff that's been happening. I believe that as they get more used to the Jaden Daniels cadence and they all kind of work together a little bit more, that'll all kind of work its way out. But certainly it's something to keep an eye out, because it's been multiple times during camp and then also during the preseason game. So you've had guys jump offside.
Andrew Wiley.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Andrew Wiley had two penalties on one drive. Andrew Wiley last year, over the course of, I want to say 16 games, maybe it wasn't that many, had four accepted penalties all season. I think that's an aberration. I think it's a guy that hadn't played much, kind of just getting back up to speed. What do you make of two penalties on one drive for Wiley?
He has to get better.
Yeah.
He's too old to be doing it. I mean, to be honest, he is too far along in his career to be still making those bonehead mistakes.
I don't disagree, B. It's unacceptable. If this was the regular season, we'd be going crazy about it. Being that it's a preseason game and the amount of time that he's been on the field, yeah, he's a vet and he shouldn't be making those mistakes, but he did. But his body of work last year shows that he's not a particularly penalty-prone player. And try saying that three times fast. And I don't think the one-four game against the Dolphins changes that, what we've seen, you know, as a body of work over his career.
Yeah, I think it's not acceptable, clearly, but I don't think it's going to continue. You know what I mean? We just got a text from Kerwin checking in on Cakegate. He thinks any cake your mom makes for B. Mitch should be in the shape of a Hall of Fame head bust. So that cake,
big-ass cake,
that's a big cake, man. They might not have enough bronze.
I mean, that's a big cake. That's a dome over there to try and make a cake. To be fair, I'm not offering my mom up to make another new cake. We will bring pieces of what's left over from yesterday.
That's fine, but she could also make a new one. Should she be listening and choose to want to make a cake? Cool. You were, I think, early to this. I want to give you credit. Samerstill being the best corner they got. What have you thought of Mikey Samerstill, the Michigan Wolverine?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been really impressive watching him. Not just the fact that he's a rookie, but almost any player. He's super quick to get to the ball, and you love that. You love that fieriness out of him that he's kind of always wanting to stick his nose in there and get it. But he also does a really good job of staying at home. And particularly that Dolphins offense uses a lot of, you know, candy in the backfield, a lot of movement, a lot of, you know, fake movement and whatnot. And throughout the joint practice and then showed up again in the game, he just does a really good job of being, it's almost, you know, being confident that he knows where he's supposed to be and what he's supposed to be doing. And he doesn't bite on, you know, all the fake stuff happening out there. And during the joint practice, you know, I think you talked a lot about the play where he broke up the ball to Tyreek Hill in the end zone, but he had two other plays. One was a reverse that got ran at him. He tackled Johnny Smith, I think, for a tackle in the backfield. This is Thursday during the joint practice. And then another one where Tyreek ran kind of a fake reverse and kind of came back out and was looking for the ball in the flat. And Sanders still was right there and forced Tua to throw the ball elsewhere. And it was an incomplete play. And it's a headiness that you don't necessarily see out of young players, but you don't necessarily see it out of young players, particularly in training camp when they're trying to go out there and make big plays. And it's been really impressive watching him understand this defense and understand what he's supposed to be doing.
He's been a breath of fresh air because when you talk to veteran players about rookies normally, you know, they may have a couple things to say about him. But these guys go into depth about what this guy does, how he thinks, and the way his mindset. Then I sat there and I watched him at the hotel, just like I said when we went to that little garden build.
Yeah.
That day, the way they were with him, it was veteran players coming up to him as, like, you know, when you see the mafia dealing with the boss, that's how people deal with him.
I thought
that says a lot.
At the Miami game, you know how special teams players come out on the field first once they're fully dressed in uniform? Like the two-hour pregame warm-ups are kind of like individuals do what they want. Maybe they work with a coach. But then eventually you come out in position groups. And what's tricky with the special teams is they come out first, and then a lot of times guys have to go back in to come out with the defense or the offense or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Sam Ristill, in only his second preseason game, led out the special teams group. And I just – It's just one of these things, man. He just continues to be impressive.
He's always doing a little bit more than is expected of him. And if he's doing that, putting himself out there like that, he has to be doing everything behind the scenes just so he would be, because nobody can put themselves out there if they're not ready for it.
I agree. But, Mitch, we haven't, because we've been kind of Jaden-focused this morning, shocker, we haven't talked a lot. The starting defense got shredded. Whatever version of the starting defense that was, I mean, the Dolphins had one drive, went right down the field, converted two fourth down conversions. The touchdown to River Craycraft was pretty easy, frankly. What level of concern do you have watching that drive?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think these corners are going to continue to be place of concern for me, and you know, honestly, probably more than the offensive tackles or any other position on this defense, mostly, or on this team, mostly because we have seen how much you know, this coaching staff likes to leave corners in, you know, one-on-one situations on the outside, and we've seen it two straight weeks, last week, or, you know, this week with Benjamin St. Juice, and 2 weeks ago with Emmanuel Forbes in the end zone getting beat over the top. It's not great, but I do think that some of the Dolphins' ability to run, especially those fourth down plays that were kind of up the middle, would look a little bit different if John Allen and Daron Payne were out there clogging the middle and being play. And I think also getting Bobby Wagner out there a little bit more, you know, would help in the run game particularly as well. So yeah, there's certainly some concern, and watching, you know, Tua go down the field 5 for 5 and score a touchdown doesn't do a lot to alleviate that concern. But I think this run defense will be just fine. Will be better. Will be fine. I'm really concerned about what's happening at corner because, you know, between BSJ, Emmanuel Forbes, and Michael Davis, I don't know that I really feel great about any pair of those three being out there and being on an island against kind of, you know, big-time NFL receivers, not even River Craycraft.
Big man, we'll see you soon. I assume we'll see you out here with cake.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, bro. That's our guy, Mitch Tischler.